Yeah, I also noticed online somebody made brackets for the measuring tape antenna instead of using Holt clamps and T's and that. I found online that a guy had designed brackets, so you just attach the brackets to the half-inch PVC pipe, and it holds the mounts the measuring tapes to the PVC, and has place an order for the jumper in the center and all of that. So I may print one of those out and make another antenna just to see how that works. But yeah, it's just some printable brackets instead of using the T's in it and then trying to use the hose clamps to attach the measuring tape to the center point there. So I did see that online, a couple of different things. But yeah, the crowdfunding, I did this robot game, which was crowdfunding. The next one I've just did, I haven't printed it yet. This will be, again, another long duration project, is the Christmas train. A guy over in France designed the train and added different things to it, so he will still be adding in order to fulfill the proposal that he did. So it's a working locomotive. It will be remote control using servo motors and things like that, different mechanical motors and that from what they call the Cyberbrick electronics collection. I got a couple of those that I purchased to build these projects. It's got coal cars and passenger cars and flatbeds and all sorts of things, a variety of different tracks that you can print. The engine has a working smoke in it, headlight. The other things he's supposed to deliver is a working train station and crossings and things like that are part of the project. His original goal was $5,000 to deliver all of the different parts. And to date, he's raised over $17,000 in this crowdfunding project. So that's the next one up. But the next one I'm waiting for is a guy is going to be designing or is designing and print off and that a high caliber monitor for particulates and things like that in it for that. I have one that's in the station or downstairs with the printer. It's about $40 from Amazon. But this is going to be using a larger screen, a 4.3-inch type of screen, and have like 6 or 7 or 8 different high-quality sensors. So he said to buy one of these would cost you about $400. The parts in that are going to be into this one will still run me about $150 for all the sensors in the screen and all of that to do that. But it will be, for a quality monitor type of system, a third the price of what you would go out and buy one. So it looks kind of interesting. He hasn't put it up yet, but he kind of designed what the project is going to be about, what he's going to do. So they'll email me when this is available. It depends on how much he wants to get into it. The other ones have been like $25 or something like that, so minimal to get into it. But I've seen some of these projects that they've wanted like $200 or $250 to buy into the project, and that's not happening.